This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The fastest growing sport in the United States is pickleball. Pickleball. That is according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. As of last month, it's also the official sport of the state of Washington, where the game was invented. Pickleball was created as a mashup of a few different sports, and it is not played with pickles, much to my disappointment. It is named after the pickle boat in crew racing, whose crew is made up of leftovers from other boats. The sport is quickly going from summer pastime to commercial enterprise. From the Northwest News Network, Tom Bonsi has more.
Pickleball's origin story dates to 1965, when three fathers on Bainbridge Island, Washington, invented a new racket sport to occupy their teenagers. They combined the gear they had on hand, a wiffle ball, ping pong paddles, and a lowered badminton net. Decades later, it's grown into a sport with two competing tournament tours, network TV coverage, and enough money-making opportunities to support hundreds of professionals.
I want you to switch partners.
39-year-old mother Tracy DeJager of Lake Oswego, Oregon, says she's made the transition from working in real estate to a career as a pickleball pro.
I've always had the idea, right? Do what you love and the money will come.
And now that's possible. Money comes from tournament winnings. She has a gear sponsorship, and there's high demand for lessons, training camps, and instructional videos.
Just over the last couple years, it has really drastically grown.
DeJager teaches at a brand new indoor pickleball center in suburban Clackamas, Oregon, named Rex.
If you want to get involved and make a living out of it, like, now's the time, because it's mind-boggling how many people are now involved with pickleball.
These nine rubber-cushioned pickleball courts replaced an indoor soccer business.
Soccer players, you know, those are folks, kids or even adults who are working during the day. With pickleball, you have a lot of active retirees, and they're looking to play during the day.
Kevin Richards is the co-owner and manager here.
So it changes the business model when you can fill, when you're not just busy at night and on weekends. Now you're busy 16 hours a day, potentially.
Richard says people of all ages discovered pickleball during the pandemic, spurring new businesses like his and a chain named Volley. It aims to cash in on the eatertainment concept with a combination of indoor pickleball courts and sports bars. Near Portland, Oregon, I'm Tom Bonsi for Marketplace.